He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Bill Gunderson Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and it is Sanford and Son of a Gun Friday. So Bill's not here. Bill is diligently working on the newsletter, which will come like a gift in a Santa Claus stocking tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, depending on where in the country or the world that you are, or perhaps even across the world. It might be the next day by the time that you get it. And I am joined here in the studio with professional money manager's son, Stephen Gunderson. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, you too.
Happy casual Friday.
Yeah, that's right. I put on a nicer shirt today just since I was doing the radio, you know. Everyone can see me.
The face for radio thing?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. The market has certainly been a little bit more in the investors' favor this week. There has been a recovery as a result of kind of China, whether realistically or unrealistically, getting their act together, and certainly with Greece coming back and working out a pseudo deal with the rest of the world. A lot of things happening to where it kind of put the skids on the downslide of the market from last week, and now it's back to a little bit more manageable this week. So tell us about the market.
Yeah, so I mean, today, actually pretty unexciting day in the market. S&P's down 1 point.
One.
The Dow's down 60. The Nasdaq's up 31. So, pretty unexciting Friday going on here so far.
Everybody's taking a casual Friday.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't blame them.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny because we've talked to a lot of folks this week, and it was interesting to me being a kind of a guy who has orbited the market and the financial world for the last couple of decades, to really kind of be immersed with yourself and Bill and kind of seeing the inner workings of how you guys do things. It's interesting to me how when the market pulled back last week and when there was kind of that roller coaster topsy-turvy, almost no one wanted to do anything.
Yeah.
No one wanted to buy anything. In fact, everyone wanted to run for the hills and sell everything. But
right.
Then when the market's up this week, everybody wants back on the roller coaster.
Yep.
What's the story on that?
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Yes. I mean, what in the world?
I don't know what it is. It's so funny. People.
You'd think it'd be the opposite.
You'd think, yeah, you're supposed to buy low, sell high, right?
Right, but people want to buy when it's
people
soaring.
Want to buy high. But as my dad says, he likes to buy high and sell higher.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
He doesn't
right.
like to buy weakness, and maybe some people out there
yeah.
are kind of the same way.
Yeah, maybe so. It's just amazing to me that we hear from folks who say, you know, I'm just waiting for a little bit of a pullback in the market.
That is true.
I'm waiting for just a little, you know, wait till it kind of gives itself a little bit of a correction. And then I'm going to really invest. I'm really going to buy. I'm really going to get in there and do something.
Yeah.
And then it does that. Then it corrects a little bit. Then it pulls back a little bit. Oh, no.
Market's too shaky. I don't want to get in now.
I don't want to get in now.
Yeah.
That's right. They wait till it starts soaring again.
I know.
And then they all want to
get
in.
Or they just never invest because they say it their whole lives.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, good news is, though, that things are going well. And Well as can be expected, and I think that there's a good possibility that there might be smooth seas ahead for the second half of the year, as Bill says.
Yeah, that's what Bill is hoping for, and I don't know if he's predicting it, but
no, I wouldn't say that.
But he's hoping for it. I mean, have a good week.
You know,
so
it's
far.
Funny because all during the first half of the year, he said, you know, I think that the second half of the year is going to be smooth seas ahead,
yeah.
you know, for the market. And sure enough, we hit about the midpoint of the year.
Yeah.
And things
it's changed
just,
a little bit.
And it's just kind of smoothed out a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully it stays this way.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, we're glad to have all of you with us from coast to coast. We're going to do it here again today in that if you'd like to ask a question of Stephen with a PH. Not a PhD, just the PH part of the PhD. Stephen at P pwstreet.com. Now, we'll get that email live, and we'll be glad to answer your question on the air. We still have not come up with an effective way to take live call-in questions for Casual Friday, for Sanford and Son of a Gun Friday.
Maybe, but that's a good thing.
It might be.
Taking in live calls. I listen to sports talk shows, and you get some funny ones.
Yeah, you do. Well, fortunately, we would have to have a screener. We'd have we'd have the other Steven in here screening the calls.
That's right.
But you know, he'd probably throw us ones that were funny.
He would mess with us.
He would. He'd give us the crazies. But at the same time, we will take a couple of questions via email. So Steven with a PH at pwstreet.com. If you have questions, email it to us now, or we'll do it again here. You can send us a text. That's right. Send us a text at 619-995-2628. That way we can read the text, talk on the radio, think about our answer, and answer it at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a very effective way to do it. So 619-995-2628. And we'll be glad to answer your questions about anything that that you have questions about, whether that's Bill, the operation here at Gunderson Capital Management, how to subscribe to the newsletter, how to get involved with Bill as a money manager, and any other questions that you might have that we are, with our limited knowledge, able to answer here on the air for you this morning. Now, you know, it's interesting to me, speaking of what goes on here at Gunderson Capital Management, I'm amazed at the amount of folks who are very interested in Bill Gunderson, in what his operation is like, on what goes on a daily basis here behind the magic curtain of Oz, behind the curtain of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. It's amazing to me the interest, the minions that follow Bill Gunderson from all over the world.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But all well, you grew up with him, so the magic is,
But no, I'm just kidding.
You don't get it. There's folks who in the past have clients who have literally made a day or half a day to come out of their way if they're vacationing here in Southern California, if they're visiting Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm or SeaWorld, or they're here to go to the zoo, and they want to come to this amusement park.
Yeah.
They want to come here and see Bill and see what goes on in the office. And
it's almost as good as Disneyland. Almost.
Gunderson Land.
Yeah.
We call it G-Land.
Yeah, we just need some Dole Whip and some churros, you know, and then we'll be all right.
And we need some characters.
Yeah, that's
true. We need characters in costume.
What do you mean? We got Bill.
So we could
put him in
some mouse ears.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because not only clients come to Gunderson Capital Management, but also other money managers. They come here, and I think imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And they come here and just want to see how in the world he does things. It's amazing. We have folks from all over the country that come in and just want to see how Bill does it. And like you and I were talking about it the other day, you can't duplicate Bill.
Yeah.
You just can't.
No, it's tough.
Sure, you could have your own firm, or you could have a radio show, or you could have a newsletter, but you can't duplicate what goes on in his noodle.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He's a different kind of a duck, and he quacks to a different type of tune, and he is a different kind of guy, and you know, that's what I think is amazing to his clients, to the followers all over the country. He is a real guy. He's the same guy walking up and down the hall when he's out on his fishing boat, when he's at a ball game, when he's at a horse race, when he's the same guy he is when he's here managing money and talking to folks on a daily basis here at Gunderson Capital Management. There's no show. He doesn't put on anything any differently.
No.
And that's one thing that is very attractive to most folks and cannot be duplicated. You were telling me last night that you used to live on a big piece of property, and he'd get home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And work for six more hours doing what?
Yeah, he would do yard work. We had 6 acres of land in East La Costa, and it was all brush. So he had a tractor that he had to get on every night and clear the brush out.
And he had chickens.
He had chickens. He had goats. He had horses. He had ducks.
Ducks.
The ducks didn't last very long because there were a lot of hawks out there. Kind of sad.
Little duck dinner.
Yeah. He eventually got the goats to clear the brush. But it turns out they only ate the stuff that he planted, so it was a bad mistake.
Okay, so it ruined his garden.
Yeah. Right.
But he loves gardening.
Oh, yeah. He loves it. He misses that.
All right. Well, when we get back, we'll talk more about what we do here when a new account comes in and how you could be a part of the Bill Gunderson Duck Farm here on Gunderson Capital Management. Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is not here today because it is Fantastic Friday. It's Casual Friday. It's Sanford and Son of a Gun Friday. I am Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson, and this is Stephen Gunderson, the heir to the throne at Gunderson Capital Management, who is being carefully and cautiously groomed to take over the helm. Hopefully. The helm of the ship.
That's the plan. I hope so.
Someday, yeah. The steering of the ship will be handed to a young son of a gun.
I don't know, Stephen, if my dad will ever retire, though.
You know, I have thought about that myself as well. As long as I've known Bill for several years, I can't imagine Bill not working.
He loves it too much.
Yeah, I agree. I think if he had the time, if you were actually steering the ship, if the rest of us semi-capable folks were in here running the operation, he would still come here every day.
Oh, yeah.
He'd still come here every day. He'd have his nose in the computer. He would be buying, selling, trading, talking to customers. He'd still be doing it.
Yes, absolutely. He wouldn't know what to do if he retired.
He wouldn't. If you said, hey, look, you can go fishing for the next 6 months, you can see every ball game everywhere in the country at every stadium in the country, he wouldn't do it.
Well, he maybe do it, but he'd take his computer with him.
Right.
And he'd be working the whole time.
The
when
whole
he's not
time. And
the
calling
game.
Us.
Yeah.
And calling us and saying, hey, you knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Totally.
Well, what are you guys doing? Quit. Go a different direction. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. Bill asked us throughout the week. Now, see, here's a perfect example. He's steering the ship by proxy.
Yeah.
He's down somewhere working on – he's in – let's see. As Mark Levin would say, he's in a nondescript bunker somewhere working on the newsletter to send out to folks all over the world. However, he did ask us today to talk about what – do we do when a new account comes into Gunderson Capital Management? What happens when a new account comes over? So tell the folks.
All right. Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, it came from your dad.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of new clients ask that as well. And so what happens is usually you bring in an account with us and it's from somewhere else and it's got a whole bunch of positions in it, mutual funds maybe, some stocks. So the first thing Bill does is he, when it transfers over to, we use Scottrade as our custodian, he goes through every single position you own. If they're already in his database, in the Best Stocks Now database, he'll check out each one. If they're not in there, he will physically enter them into the database so he can get a read on what those stocks look like compared to the rest of the stocks he covers. So he very methodically picks and chooses which stocks or mutual funds you have that he is going to hang on to or sell. Most people, he sells most things. Most people own a bunch of crap.
Oh, now, come on.
That's what he would say.
That's right. It is what he would say. That's
so usually true. There's a few that he'll keep and he'll keep his eye on for a couple weeks and maybe it'll do really well and hang on to it for a long time. But for the most part, he will make some changes. And then people say, okay, well, now I got a lot of cash. You know, you just sold some positions, I brought in a lot of cash too. What are you going to do with that cash? And, you know, most people, most firms, I would say, the first thing they'll do is they'll take all that cash, day one, make you fully invested.
And why do they do that?
That's just what they do. They're allocation models, right?
You know, I asked your dad why they do that yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
What
did he say?
He says because they buy a lot of stuff in which they get commissions.
That is true.
And so they don't want to sit on cash.
No.
They want to invest it immediately so that they get commissioned as opposed to being a fee-based manager like your dad.
Right.
And that makes a difference. So rather than
well, and the company they work for could be kind of pushing it down their throat.
Yeah,
as well,
go buy stuff. Go buy stuff. Right. Invest it. Blah blah blah. So that is a different type of deal. You know, it's funny because I've talked to some folks who call in, and I'm kind of the tip of the spear when it comes to customer service and talking to a lot of the clients across the country as far as setting appointments for your dad to talk to them and answering questions and helping them send stuff and emails. And I've talked to some folks that have brought accounts over from other big brokerage firms.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, I brought a couple of $100,000 worth of cash into my new account, and I've got another couple of $100,000 in stock that Bill sold, and now I've got $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 just sitting in my new Scottrade account. and he hasn't bought anything with it. What's going on?
I hear it all the time, too.
Right. It's like, how come he hadn't gone and invested a bunch of stuff? And the answer is?
Well, it's funny because this question actually came from a client. Because after our show, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, one of our clients called in and said, you know, this is a good topic to talk about because I was one of these people who I brought in all this cash. And, you know, I was frustrated at first because I saw it still sitting there almost a month, 2 months later. Not all of it. So what Bill does is he doesn't just throw you into all these stocks that are in his model portfolio.
Just because
some of them could be, you know, a little overrun, a little overbought, and it might not be still – because he likes value, momentum, and a good stock chart. The value could be gone at that point in some of the stocks he owns. But for people who already own them –
Or the momentum could be down.
Yeah. For the people who already own them, they could still be a good play for them. But for these brand new people coming in, why would you buy an overbought stock? So Bill likes to only buy with his fresh ideas. And, you know, depending on the market, that could be – one stock every week or two.
And I've seen that.
I've seen it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To where a guy will bring in $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 and say, Bill, help me out here manage this, and Bill will go and spend $10,000.
Yeah.
I know. And he'll say, sorry. We're making sure as we walk through the woods that we don't run our forehead into a tree branch.
Yeah.
You know, he says we're looking down through the forest here.
Yeah.
And making sure we don't knock ourselves out here. He's very slow, methodical, and meticulous about how he spends or invests mm-hmm. other folks' money.
And a lot of people, you know, they expect. Oh, I'm going with this guy. He's a stock picker.
Right.
He's just going to throw me in all this stuff right away. We're going to get rocking and rolling. And, you know, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah,
he's very methodical.
He sits back.
He just doesn't want to give you bad stocks.
Well, and that's a nice fiduciary responsibility. He's a very good steward of folks' assets.
You know, totally.
He doesn't just – it's kind of like – if you gave Bill an unlimited credit card and said, hey, go to the mall, buy whatever you want, and he came back with a pair of socks.
Yeah.
You know? And he says, you know, I'm going to sit on this. I'm going to sit on this credit card until I find a good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to go over there and pay full retail for that $90 Tommy Bahama shirt. I'm going to wait till it's on sale at Costco, and I'm going to go buy it over there.
Totally.
And so that's kind of his philosophy. He doesn't just jump out and spend all the money just because he's got it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a refreshing, unique way to do things. Okay. So customer brings in a new account, whether it's in stocks or cash, and they ask Bill to manage their account. Mm-hmm. At that point, Bill typically will spend some time getting to know that person on the phone.
Right.
Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about that process and that initial visit between Bill and the new client. This is Rob Sanford along with Steve Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson today, along with son of a Gunderson, Stephen Gunderson. Welcome back. In our last segment, we were talking about kind of Bill's process and the things that that he does when a new account comes over to Gunderson Capital Management, how he is... how he's slow out of the gate, to use a to use a horse race term. He's slow out of the gate. He doesn't just automatically go and spend a bunch of money just because he's got it. He doesn't go and buy stocks just because the account's been transferred over. If anything, he's probably selling a lot of those positions and cleaning up those positions.
Yeah.
And getting ready to go out and take advantage of the latest sale at the mall, or the latest opportunity in the stock market, where he goes out to the market and buys the right thing for the right person. So, what do we do then to move an account over to Gunderson Capital Management? What is the process that takes place if some folks perhaps are having a 401k that's ready to roll over, or they have an IRA that they'd like managed by Bill, or they just have a brokerage account, or they happen to just be sitting on a whole bunch of cash in a non-performing CD or savings account somewhere, and they would like Bill to manage their assets. What happens first?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are kind of wary in transferring accounts. They think it's going to be a lot of work. They got to fire their brokerage person, right? You know, it's a little scary yet. I mean, obviously, yeah, everyone's afraid of change at some point.
Sure.
But in fact, it's pretty easy, I would have to say. If you already have a brokerage account, an IRA or whatnot.
The first thing they need to do is
contact us.
And I mean, how do they do that?
Yeah, call 855-611-BEST.
And, that's 855-611-2638.
No,
2628. What is it? It's BEST.
855-611-2378.
2378. I knew there was a 2 in the beginning and 8 in the end. Just spell the word
BEST.
Say it
again. 855-611-2378.
2378. That's
right.
It. Oh, and that's BEST.
Okay. Or you could email us, rob@pwstreet.com or steven@pwstreet.com.
That's right. An inquiry, a question.
Yeah.
Right?
So contact us page on our website, pwstreet.com.
Okay, now that contact page, when you say contact us, that brings up a little form.
Yes, it does.
And that little form at pwstreet.com, when you click on contact us,
right,
it asks for their name, their email address,
phone number,
and their
city,
phone
state.
Number. Okay, city, state. Kind of we'd like to know where they're calling from.
Yeah.
If it's Minnesota, or if it's Atlanta, or if it's Dallas, or Sarasota, or Bangladesh, wherever it happens to be,
yeah,
we'd like to kind of know where they're calling from, what radio station, what market they're in, or where they heard about it. And then there's a little spot down at the bottom that says, tell us about yourself. What are we looking for about tell us about yourself? Do we want to know about their dog, their cat, and all their other stuff?
You know, we get a variety of things.
We do. It's amazing.
That's the beauty of that blank space, right?
I love fishing. I love baseball.
Yeah, and that's great. We love to know that stuff. We got something automatically that we can talk to you about.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people like to tell us about their portfolio.
Yep.
Kind of where they're at in life, why they want to use us, things like that, you know. If you just want to use it for a compliment, we'll take that too.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. I really like Steven on the show a lot better than his dad. You know,
yeah,
you can put that in there.
If you have any concerns, you don't like anything, email rob@pwstreet.com.
That's right. I'm the complaint fielder. Is
yeah,
that right? Okay. I'm the shortstop to catch the complaints.
Yeah.
All right. And then additionally, there's a spot where you can say, and I don't see it on here, we're kind of looking at it, where you can say, I want to become a client. Where do we see that one?
That is just on our homepage.
On the homepage, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And a lot of folks click on that, I want to become a client. So maybe you don't know for sure if you want to become a client. You'd like to ask Bill or you or me or someone else in the office a couple of questions. Maybe you've got some inquiries about things. They can call 855-611-BEST. They can call and ask a couple of questions. They can email us and ask us questions. They'll come back. They can fill out the inquiry form. Or this is what I really find amazing about your dad. You can send over a copy of your statement, your most recent statement, whether it's with Schwab or Merrill Lynch or TD or Ameritrade or whoever it happens to be with, Fidelity, whoever it happens to be with. And Bill will take the time to look over that statement and really kind of give you a personalized evaluation.
Yeah.
And really kind of say, hey, look, as a professional money manager, I would do this or I would do that or I would change this, or every once in a while, ding, 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 hey, this is really great. I wouldn't do anything to this.
Yeah.
That's rare. But he'll put kind of his own flavor in there and give some advice. And I'm impressed with how many people, at no charge, he'll literally call on the phone and talk with and say, look, this is what I would do differently with your whole financial world.
Yeah.
And he's willing to do that, which is very amazing to me. So then what's the next process? We've got the statement. We've got the information. We've kind of had a little bit of a discussion with Bill about this particular person. What happens next?
Yeah, so then we send you some paperwork, which is always fun.
Everybody loves paperwork.
No, but this paperwork is actually I've seen some of the other brokerage firms out there, what their paperwork looks like. And
that kind of like a mortgage?
Yeah, it's pretty thick. Scott Trades made it pretty easy for us, so we used their paperwork. We have one of our own management agreements, which is just 4 pages, but you only got to sign 1 page of it. So we have some paperwork to fill out for Scottrade to open up an account there. And then if you're transferring it from somewhere else, there is a transfer form in there. And
like an IRA transfer.
Right, yeah, you're bringing it from Fidelity. No offense.
You know,
Fidelity.
And that's what a lot of folks worry about. They say, oh, do I have to call
yeah,
my broker
exactly,
and tell him that I hate how terrible he's doing and I'm leaving and I've known the guy for 20 years and he's my friend's cousin or my friend's uncle and I don't want to call him and tell him. Of course, he hasn't called me in 2 years, but I don't want to do that. The neat thing about it is
Scottrade will do it for you.
Exactly right.
We send them the paperwork and they contact the brokerage firm and they do it for you.
It's electronic. It's just automatically transferred. You never have to make that uncomfortable call to your friend's Uncle George.
Unless you feel the need to.
To call your friends.
If it's someone close to you, maybe you should.
Hey, in a few days.
That might cause some animosity if you don't say anything. But
if it's your dad.
Yeah, that would be bad. Could you imagine if I move my account somewhere?
I move your account. Oh, sorry, Dad. Yeah. I'm going to have somebody else manage my account. I don't see that happening.
No.
So then that takes place, and it's electronic, and it's easy. And it's how do they get the information back to us?
So they can
a couple of ways.
Yeah, they can email it, fax it, mail it.
Email it, fax
There's
it,
three
or
options
mail it.
Right there.
Yeah, so you print it out, you sign it all, you fill it out, you can fax it over, you can email it over by scanning it.
Yeah, and we have a secure email agent, so we don't, no hackers can get into it.
It's all secure.
To log into a website.
More secure than the Pentagon.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, okay, and so they can email it over, or they can just put it in a FedEx envelope or in a in a regular mail envelope and send it over to us.
Yeah, whatever's easiest for you.
And then we've got all that paperwork. And let's suppose that they are transferring cash or wanting to fund their new account with the money out of a savings account or an inheritance or something like that, and they just want to write a check. Who do they write the check to?
So they write the check out to Scottrade.
I love that.
Not to Gunderson Capital Management.
Ever, never, ever.
So we also get a lot of people ask, well, are you guys going to be like Bernie Madoff?
Right.
No, because Bernie Madoff, everyone was writing the checks out to him.
To Bernie Madoff.
He was the BD.
That's right.
You don't want that.
No. Anytime
so Scottrade regulates us.
Right.
The SEC regulates Scottrade and us.
Right.
So, We can't run off with your money.
That's right. It's and that's what's amazing about I've seen checks sent over here. Oh, I would like you to manage my account. I'm going to write out a check to Gunderson Capital Management. And I've seen you guys tear those checks up and mail them back to folks.
Yep.
And say, hey, no, sorry.
You're void. Send
void.
It
No, we're not taking that. Yeah. That has to be written to Scottrade. And it is your account. It's not Bill Gunderson's account.
Right.
It's your account.
Yep.
It's if I'm Bob Jones and I want to open up my Bob Jones account, that's going to be my account that I can log on with Scottrade and look at and see what Bill's doing with it.
Yep.
And at any given time, if Bill gets hit by a bus or you decide, hey, I'm going to fire this guy, you call up Scottrade and say, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it's your account.
Well, we'd like you to call us for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just so we know that not to do anything with the account. You know?
Right.
We've got to send you a refund and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So if you want money back fast, call us.
Okay. In the fourth segment, we'll talk a little bit more about Gunderson Capital Management and why it's different and how you might take advantage of a relationship with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford along with Steve Gunderson, and we'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is in an undisclosed, nondescript bunker somewhere working on this week's newsletter to be efficiently and graciously delivered to folks all over the world tomorrow morning, perhaps tomorrow afternoon, depending on the market and place that you are. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill Gunderson and his son, son of a Gunderson, Stephen with a PH, Stephen Gunderson. Hey, here's your last opportunity. We do have a few spots to answer questions. If you'd like a question answered on the air, send it to Stephen with a PH. That's Stephen at pwstreet.com. Or you can text us live at 619-995-2628. Again, 619-995-2628. If you'd like to text in a question. Now, in the last couple of segments, we've been talking about what we do when a new account comes over. We've talked about what does it take to move an account over here, and then what the process is when it comes into Gunderson Capital Management. And then how long it takes for Bill to actually go through the process of investing and managing folks' money. And the first thing that happens after the account is open is someone will contact you from Gunderson Capital Management and let you know that you have a new account number with Scottrade, and that is your new account number, like it would be a checking account or savings account number. That's an account number with Scottrade. Are the folks that host the account, and that account number allows you access to see and look at everything that Bill does within your account on a daily basis. So you can actually see it live, and then Bill will make a phone call, and that phone call comes to you much like Ed McMahon knocking on your door and saying, "Hey, you've just won Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes. You're now in the Gunderson Capital Management arena." And what does Bill typically talk about with folks when he other than baseball recipes and fishing?
Yeah, he just likes to get to know them, know their working situation or their retirement situation.
Okay.
Just go over their account with them, find out what they're comfortable with, risk-wise.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Talk about what they're comfortable with as far as investment timeline horizon or whether they – what are you talking about comfortable?
I mean, there's some people who are scared of the market.
Right.
And there's some people who are, go, go, go. I want aggressive stocks up until I'm 94. You know, it ranges from all sorts of people.
We've seen folks like that.
We've gotten that, yeah. So Bill will talk to them to kind of get a gauge on how they feel about the market. Bill will recommend a portfolio that they should be in.
Okay, now give me an example of what those types of portfolios would be.
So he's got the aggressive model, the moderate, the conservative, growth and income. He's got the ETF model and the mutual fund model.
Okay, so on that management agreement that those folks fill out as they're getting ready to turn over their financial world to, or a portion of, anyway, to Bill and have him manage it, there's a section in that management agreement where it says, what type of return on your investment do you expect?
Yeah.
And we've had some funny answers.
I think the word
is desire.
It used to be desire.
Desire.
So, I mean, yeah, I desire 100% per year.
And we've had folks fill that out with 100%.
We changed it to expected,
okay,
which has helped a little bit.
A little bit.
But we still get some good numbers.
But you got to be kind of realistic there.
Yeah, totally.
We've even had people put lots and lots as the answer.
Oh, yeah. as much as humanly possible.
Right. And that doesn't get past our compliance officer.
Nope. We've got to make a call to him and say, all right.
Now, look, lots and
lots.
We've
got to be realistic here.
That's right. Tracy says, hey, yeah. Hey, come on. You can't put lots and lots.
Yeah.
You can't put 100% on there.
Right.
Okay, so they're filling out the stuff, and Bill gets on the phone with him and talks to him about the different portfolios. Explain the difference between, say, aggressive, moderate, conservative, ETF. What's the difference there?
So the aggressive model is mostly small cap stocks and maybe some inverse stocks or funds here and there, depending on the market. Usually it's more, I mean, he's buying smaller cap stocks, which make them more aggressive on their own because they're not traded as much. So the aggressive is for people who want maximum return, but also are, you know, willing to gamble a little bit. I mean, there could be bigger swings in an aggressive account.
Hence the name aggressive.
Right. Yep. So that's the aggressive. The moderate is more of a mixture.
So aggressive is semi-scary.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster. Okay.
A fast roller coaster.
So in other words, don't look at it for a year.
Yeah, I mean, always when you're investing, it's a long-term play. It's not, I'm going to bring it to this guy for 3 months. He's going to make me a ton of money, and I'm going to get out of there.
Right. It's not like that.
No,
you got to look at
it
long-term.
You got to give it years. You know,
That's right.
It's a process.
Okay. So then the next one is.
All right. So actually, I'll go to conservative next. The conservative.
So we're going from semi-scary to not very scary.
So conservative is more for someone who's closer to retirement. They want to kind of keep their money they have close to their chest.
Okay.
So we'll invest in more of the large cap stocks, very common stocks.
Now, could a person, after visiting with Bill and getting Bill's recommendation, could a person say, well, listen, I want part of my funds in aggressive and part of my funds in conservative? Could he do that?
No.
Why not? Why couldn't he take $100,000 and make it partially aggressive and $100,000 and make it partially conservative?
It makes it very difficult on the account.
Really?
Yeah. So if you follow the newsletter, you'll see the model portfolios.
Okay.
And so when people pick a portfolio, they like to follow it in the newsletter, make sure everything's matching up, you know, as much as it can.
So could they have a couple of different accounts if they wanted?
Oh, yeah, they can have different accounts.
Okay,
yeah.
So they could set up one aggressive.
So they
account,
could have like three accounts. One could be, exactly.
And one could be conservative.
Yeah. But in one account, it's hard to mix and match because you're not getting the full of either. It's kind of. It gets messy.
Okay, so Bill would say, hey, look, if we're going to do that, let's set up one account that's aggressive and one account that's conservative.
Yeah, and people like doing that, you know?
Exactly. Okay, all right.
So
those are those two.
Right,
and then we've got the
moderate,
scary.
Which is kind of in the middle of the two. So he'll go both places. He'll go conservative. He'll go aggressive.
Okay.
So that's kind of a combination between the two. So if you're really like, well, I want some conservative, some aggressive, the moderate is what he would choose for you.
All right, now I hear the music playing, so we're going to talk more about this next week. But in the meantime, if you want to contact us,
pwstreet.com.
Or
you can call us at 855-611-BEST.
This is Rob Sanford and Steve Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.